What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking today with one of our favorite guests, clinical and forensic psychologist Joan E. Johnston is here. And let's dive into this, talking about a specific angle in the Brian Koberger case. And I want to talk about the kind of the psychology of what we put dollar values on people who are incarcerated. It's looking like if Koberger is convicted and sentenced to death, it would cost about $1 million more from that point to actually death than it would if he were just to be incarcerated for the rest of his life, if in fact he's guilty. A lot of people think it's the other way around. The argument's usually made, well, why are we using that taxpayer money to keep them around? It actually costs more to execute someone. This is an interesting one, and how does it play into, I guess, the outlook on this case and the psyche of the individuals that are close to it, the victims' families and such, and the greater public?
Well, I certainly think it is a very common belief that the death penalty is a lot cheaper than paying for somebody to be in prison every day for years and years and years. But you're absolutely right. There's a lot of statistics and research that says the exact opposite. I think I've never really seen it broken down on a spreadsheet. You know,
sure.
I imagine that the appeals process is so lengthy and so involved that, number one, people, you know, aren't likely to be put to death for 20 years, you know, even if they are on death row. And then you think about all the appeals process and all that. And when you parse it out, it is pretty clear that the death penalty or carrying out the death penalty is much more expensive. I don't think that's a consideration, I think, an argument people often make. But I do think for the most part, for most people, the death penalty is really about emotions. You know, it's really about this sense of justice. In the sense that this is somebody who's committed a horrible crime. You know, so I'm talking right now about somebody who is on death row, not necessarily this person. Of course, Brian Koberger has not been convicted. But should he be convicted of a horrible crime, then I think there are plenty of people who say, yeah, this person has taken life, so his own life should be taken. And, you know, I think you and I've talked before about the fact that families are really diverse in terms of how they feel about it.
Sure.
And it doesn't seem to depend upon the crime or who was lost or whatever. It really does kind of come down to that person's often spiritual beliefs and values.
How does that work when you have something like this, where you have four different families that have all the opinions on, you know, whether or not this person should be facing the death penalty? Some saying yes, some saying no. There's really not a true way to, I guess, make everyone satisfied with what the outcome could possibly be if convicted.
I think you're right. It's a very difficult decision. I mean, ultimately, prosecutors are the ones who are going to decide and whether to go for the death penalty or not, or to pursue it. And I think oftentimes prosecutors meet with the families, I would hope so, and take their wishes, their thoughts, their opinions into consideration. And then they have a lot of other things that they're considering. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be anything from, you know, what's likely. Do they think it's going to reduce the chances this person's going to be convicted? What are the politics involved? I mean, there's all kinds of things, I think, to come into play. What is the public perception? What is the media kind of climate? There's all kinds of things, you know, probably spoken and unspoken, that are taken into consideration when a prosecutor decides to pursue the death penalty or doesn't.
I completely agree. Let me ask you about this with the 2014 arrest that we've learned about of Koberger stealing from his own sister, his dad actually turning him in. This is right after he got out of rehab for heroin addiction. Does this tell us anything about the personality of the Koberger that is alleged to have committed those murders in the last year when we compare it to what we know about a 2014 version of Koberger stealing from their own family?
Well, I mean, I think it tells us a lot about his family.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And it probably tells us more about his own family than it does about him.
Yeah.
Because obviously most people who steal things don't commit murder, certainly don't murder four people or commit mm-hmm. a violent crime. But I think it does speak in a lot of respects highly, I think, of his family mm-hmm. in terms of holding him accountable in that situation for something that he did wrong.
Sure.
And one of the things that's been difficult, I think, you know, I've heard a lot of psychology talk about his family. And I think it's important for us to remember that, you know, they aren't on trial. You know, mm-hmm. They didn't do anything wrong per se.
Very much so. And it does make you wonder. We have heard nothing from them. And it's not that often that you have a situation like that where the family's not really going to speak out when their loved one is accused of such crimes. But it is interesting to see how they have in the past held him accountable for wrongdoings. And it does kind of make you wonder where they're at today. They've not shown up for any of the hearings that have been public that they could have gone to for supporting. I'm wondering from your observations, and this is just conjecture, where do you think they may be in terms of their stance on their son?
Well, I think they're like most parents who will love their child no matter what. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot to grapple with here.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, I've mentioned to you before, I have a 28-year-old son,
yeah.
just like Brian Koberger, and I have a 20-year-old daughter mm-hmm. and a 22-year-old daughter. And I cannot imagine being in their situation where I have a son who has been accused of something so heinous. Mm-hmm. There seems to be quite a bit of evidence against him. And so I think they are having to navigate the shock, the horror, the grief, and all of that. And so I don't know that we can make a lot of, you know, assumptions about what it means for them not to show up. I mean, could yeah. it be that they, you know, they want to send a message that'll condone what he did? That's possible. Could they send a message they can't bear to go and hear some of the accusations against him?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could it be both of those? Absolutely. So I think we'll get more information probably about what his family is thinking and feeling as the legal process continues. But I think from a family perspective, I mean, they are really having to grieve the loss of a son and probably in the way that they thought he was.
Yeah.
If he did, in fact, do these things. And also face a lot of public outrage themselves, mm-hmm. you know, and finger pointing, because, you know, we all want to know why a person did something. And it's certainly, you know, understandable to some extent that we start looking at their family, looking at their childhood, looking at their upbringing to kind of figure out, okay, what happened?
Yeah.
Where did things go wrong?
Yeah, very, very much so.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.